I think that the minister's not taking this seriously. If this was to be investigated, you can see quite clearly that it has been an example of bad governance, how they reached the decision to move to an education centre to Letterkenny from Donegal Town. The correspondence that came back is much the same correspondence from the last previous Minister of Education saying this is a matter for the Management Committee. It's a matter for the department because they are funding this move, fully funding it, and I would urge the minister to delay this. We've asked this before, but I'm asking her and take a look, a real close look at this case, because it's an example of bad governance, how a small number of people could make a decision to move this centre, not regarding the staff that has provided a great service in the town for over 20 years. There is no need to move this centre, and they're in a position now that they're going to lose their jobs out of this, and it's quite clear that that's going to happen. But I would ask the minister one more time to delay this and look at this very, very closely, because it's a clear act of bad governance, and I think any minister for any department needs to take responsibility for that.
Is it in her gift, though, to stall these plans, given the fact that they're all but final at this stage, really, aren't they?
Well, look, we set out, as a committee, we set out to look at how we could protect the workers, but also look at keeping this service in the town. And I said this before, I would also say that for the town alone, for Donegal Town alone, the loss of that centre is huge economically to the town. And as I say, it sends the wrong message out that we're not centre-leased, Donegal Town is, and we're not open for business. And I keep saying we are open for business. We want the centre to remain. And I think if the minister looks at this case on the governance of this and how they reached this decision, I think that this could be overturned again.
That's the pressure we've been trying to put on her, to make sure that this is dealt with properly, you know, that all the procedures are followed properly, and that when she takes a look at it, she'll realise that the procedures weren't taken properly. So we want her to have a good thorough look at it, and we need it to be done as soon as possible, because their plan is to move it at the end of this month, so we don't have much time. You know, this has been going on now for a month or more, 6 weeks, and it's time that it was coming to a head. But we need it postponed at the minimum, you know, until there's a proper investigation carried out on it.
But Minister Helen McEntee is all too aware, I would imagine, of the seriousness of the situation. Surely she should have acted and done this by now, considering that that date is drawing closer.
Well, that's what we would have thought. You know, we were hoping that she would pause the whole thing from a couple of weeks ago, so the staff know what they're happening. At the minute, the staff are told that their job is moving to Letterkenny, which is an hour and a half's drive away at the end of this month. They're unsure. They don't know if they're in a position to go to that, between the cost and the time, you know, and no extra money for it. They don't know if they're in a position to do it. So they just need the minister to have some clarity on it, you know, to make sure that she draws a line under it for now, carries out a full investigation to make sure everything was done properly, and then make the decisions from then on. You know?
Well, you're putting the pressure on and asking her to do that. Have you any faith that she will actually do it, given the fact that it's been picture no sign the last couple of weeks?
Well, listen, we can only give her a chance. We have to put our faith in politicians to do the best thing they can do. So it's up to her to step up to the mark now. We know we're putting it up to her to, and I know the local Fine Gael party here, I've been putting it up to her, like, you know, so it's time that she stepped up to the mark and done the job that she's supposed to be doing, you know.
And in terms of the campaign, Councillor Brogan, it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
No, we're going to continue on. We're going to arrange another public meeting protest in the next week or so. And we need to make sure all the politicians, the TDs and senators are available for it. So we're just liaising with them at the minute just to make sure they're available. But we'll be pressing ahead with our campaign, and we'll not be stopping until the final hour.